Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by United States Congressman for the 3rd District, David Young. Congressman, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, always a pleasure to be with you on Raccoon Valley Radio.
So Monday afternoon, you were in Perry and you had open office hours. Now, tell me just a little bit about the purpose and how these usually go.
Yeah, the purpose of the open office hours are to have a conversation with folks from the area. You know, I do the town halls in every county, but sometimes people don't want to ask a question or they want to have a broader conversation than they would in a town hall. And so we do open office hours, and it's 2 hours and every 10 minutes, a one-on-one meeting or a one-on-two or three. And, you know, I learn a lot from it. I think it's very important for public officials to be accessible and accountable to those they represent. I learn a lot, and it energizes me when I go back to D.C. to represent them in Congress.
All right, what's some typical things that are usually discussed during your open office hours?
Sometimes it depends on what's on the news any given day, but some things that resonate. Lately, trade has been a big issue that folks are talking about, particularly wanting to take care of that and shrink that trade imbalance with China. And the president is working to do that. And we want to make sure that we have reciprocal, free, and fair trade. However, at the same time, you do worry about any repercussions when it comes to retaliation on trades, especially against agriculture. You know, with agriculture income being down 4 years in a row, inputs are high, and it's easy to lose markets. It's tough to gain them back. But our farmers are great patriots, and they're telling me, you know, let's see how far we can go with this. But that could change any given day, depending on, you know, where we are with tariffs and how that affects the markets and consumers and employers as well.
Absolutely. Now, you have 16 counties in the 3rd Congressional District. You are actually originally from Dallas County. So what's kind of your relationship with Dallas County as opposed to the other 15 counties that you deal with?
You know, I'm from Van Meter, born and raised there. I live there today. And so Dallas County has just always been, you know, special to me, and particularly the Raccoon River goes right through Van Meter. Of course, we have Iowa Veterans Cemetery there as well. But, you know, my aunt and uncles and cousins and grandparents were from around Adel. And of course, I played Little League all over this county. And so it's just a very, very special place. It's changed a lot because of the growth coming in from West Des Moines. You know, Waukee's growing, and that's coming down Highway 6 and it's coming into Van Meter. But if we can manage that to be smart growth and still have that real community feeling with our communities and small town charm that we like to have, I'm going to stay in Van Meter, that's for sure. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, how do you find your interactions normally with the constituents in Dallas County in particular?
Well, I find them pretty positive. I try to just make myself available. And so I meet a lot of people, random conversations at the Casey's in Van Meter. People are very concerned about, you know, the trade agriculture issue. They're very positive right now on the economy, however. I just love to have the conversations with my bosses. They're the best bosses in the world. These 16 counties are awesome that I represent, and it's an honor.
All right. Now, you did mention the trade issues. What are your feelings on the tariffs that are being instituted, not only on China, but now also on, you know, Canada, yeah, Mexico, and Europe?
Well, tariffs to me are taxes, and they raise the price on consumers and employers. Employers may have to make some interesting and difficult decisions sometimes with the price of commodities like steel and aluminum. Do they go ahead and buy those? And what happens, though, to make sure they hit the bottom line? Do they peel back on employee hours or have to let somebody go? That kind of thing. So I like to use the tariffs issue as a threat and leverage tool to bring China or anybody else to the table. But once they go into effect, it can be scary. And then the NAFTA agreement, let's modernize it. Let's make sure it's enforced. And I think that's what the administration is doing, and I support that, but don't scrap it.
Absolutely. Now, one thing that you mentioned while you and I were talking during your open office hours was the Environmental Protection Agency. What are your feelings on where that's currently at and what they're dealing with?
Well, I'm very, very frustrated with the EPA because Administrator Scott Pruitt is not keeping the promises of President Trump that he made during the campaign and just recently about making sure we have a strong renewable fuel standard and that there's real support there for biofuels. E15 year-round would be great for agriculture. You know, especially if you look in light of what's happening with trade, we need to continue to have some strength with the RFS. If the renewable fuel standard went away, it could almost be as devastating as losing a whole market to another country. that kind of thing. And so I'm very frustrated with the EPA right now. They should follow through on what President Trump wants. And if not, President Trump should deal appropriately with the EPA administrator. I don't know what that would be, but certainly admonish him and correct course and do what he said he was going to do.
All right. Now, one last thing to kind of talk about here today is something that didn't get done. You were mentioning it is the Farm Bill. It was shot down in the Congress. What can you tell me about what happened with that?
Well, bottom line is we didn't have enough votes. And I voted for the Farm Bill. It gives us certainty with crop insurance and conservation programs as well as food stamps. We were lacking about 20 votes in the House. And that is frustrating because we need to make sure that we have a strong farm program to give farmers certainty with those programs to make the proper decisions they need to make. We'll be back to it. I think there are some folks within the Republican Party who were concerned about some other issues and we're trying to gain leverage as a commitment to bring other issues up, such as immigration maybe in June in exchange for their vote. So we'll bring it up again. Unfortunately, we didn't get any Democrat support of this farm bill, and we always have had it be a bipartisan bill. And that's frustrating that it is seen as partisan when it generally is not. So we'll be back at it and it will pass.
Okay. What is it about it that the Democrats particularly objected to?
So they made issue with some work requirements that we wanted to institute on those who are aged 18 to 59, who are able-bodied and able-minded and don't have young children. We asked that they look for 20 hours of work a week, if not working 20 hours a week, volunteering or getting that educational training, some skills out there to get into the workforce. We need workers. Employers are looking for workers. And this is not an act of punishment. It's an act of love, actually, to try to bring people into the workforce and help them get a good job. Work brings dignity as well as money into your pocket and that opportunity. And so just trying to bring our neighbors and community members into the workforce and help them out.
All right. Congressman David Young, anything else that you want to mention to our listeners today?
Well, just want to let them know that I'm very honored and humbled to represent them in the 3rd District. We have three offices here in the 3rd District, Des Moines, Creston, and Council Bluffs. And any issues you have with the federal government in terms of maybe an agriculture payment or with the Internal Revenue Service, Social Security, Medicare, immigration, let us know because we want to be able to advocate for you. You know, there's a bureaucracy out there, and so we know how to penetrate it. So go to davidyoung.house.gov, and you can reach out to us, and we can be helpful. So thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with U.S. Congressman David Young. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.